Good morning and welcome back to our channel at Morning English. Hey, Kara, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Jenny. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Okay, so you're going to love today's topic. So today we're going to talk about idioms that relate to desserts.
Oh yeah, dessert. I'm excited to learn those.
Yeah, even though I love working out, I also love eating dessert.I have to admit, I have a bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah, me too. 教大家一个很有趣的说法，就是如果你和我和 Jenny 一样爱吃甜食，你就可以讲 I have a sweet tooth， 就是我有甜牙，我爱吃甜食的意思。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文。回复福利两个字就可以看到了。So, what's the first one, Jenny?
The first one that we're going to talk about today is to have your cake and eat it. So, this idiom can be used in two different ways. The first being to do or get two good things at the same time, especially things that are not usually possible. So, for example, we can say, I work at home so I can raise my family and still earn money.That way, I get to have my cake and eat it too.
嗯，就是我在家的同时还能赚钱，这真的是我理想的生活了。 Okay, I get it. So what's the second way?
Okay, so the second way would be you can't have your cake and eat it. So, for example, if you want to more local services in your area, you'll have to pay more taxes to the government. So we can say you can't have your cake and eat it.
其实呢，这让我想起我们中文当中有一个成语叫做鱼与熊掌不可兼得 Have your cake and eat it 它的意思是吃掉蛋糕同时又保有它所以在肯定句里面呢它其实是可以翻译成两全其美的事儿比如说刚刚那个例句说在家上班那所以又能赚钱同时又能顾家这就是两全其美好事成双嘛但是更多的时候其实都是不可兼得的所以通常呢我们会用作否定句多一点 Usually you can't have your cake and eat it.
Yeah, that's right. Life is not that easy.
Yeah,
okay, so the second one that we're going to look at today is the icing on the cake. This means a bonus or something that makes a good situation even better.
Alright, so it's like a cherry on top, right?
Yeah.
就中文呢我们形容好上加好我们讲锦上添花英文里面呢我们讲蛋糕上的糖衣或者呢我刚刚讲那个就是冰淇淋顶上的一个樱桃这种就是锦上添花的事情
Okay, so we can say My new boyfriend is very intelligent That he is handsome is just the icing on the cake
Ooh, your new boyfriend, Jenny We need to talk about this later
I was just making a sentence, come on
Alright
Okay, move on, quick So the next one we're going to talk about is as American as apple pie. Now, I'm a little unsure about this one. So, Kara, do you know?
I guess it's because you're British and not American, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So let me tell you this one. 那这个意思呢，就是it means very typical and normal in America.
That's why I don't know it.
就当你想到美国啊，会有一些标志性的东西映入你的脑子，比如说 The Statue of Liberty， 就自由女神像，或者比如说 Hollywood， 好莱坞。再比如同样的还有什么呢？就这个 Apple Pie， 苹果派 ，which is a very typical American dessert， 就是一种非常非常典型的美国式的这个甜点。所以说什么东西就像苹果派一样的美食，那就是非常地道的美食了。
So, how would we use this one in a sentence?
可以怎么用呢？比如说你可以讲 Fast cars are as American as apple pie. This means more and more people in America have fast cars.
Okay, I get it. I'm not sure I'll ever use it, but I understand.
That's enough.
Okay, so the next one is to be in apple pie order. We have a few idioms here using apple pie.
对
Makes me hungry. So, what does this one mean?Well, this is an old-fashioned English saying, and it means that everything is perfectly arranged and tidy.
哎，就是像苹果派一样，形容井然有序，整整齐齐。Okay, so is everything in apple pie order in your life, Jenny?
yeah, I think so. How about you?
Oh, well, not everything, but I guess I would say many things are in apple pie order. like my house is always in apple pie order.
Okay, I believe you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next one, I think is quite funny. The next one is as flat as a pancake. Now, this is really easy. It just means something is very flat. But in the UK, we actually use this to say the girl has no boobs.
Oh, my God. Actually, that's what I was thinking when you said something is very flat. Okay, that means a girl has no breasts.
Yeah, so I would say, look at that girl. She's as flat as a pancake.
Oh, that really hurts. But I like it. 给大家解释一下 ,pancake, which used to be one of my favorite desserts, 就薄煎饼曾经是我最爱的甜点之一，但是现在可能已经不再是了，因为 as flat as a pancake, 像薄煎饼一样平坦，就是又平又薄的意思。特别形容女生的时候呢，表示平胸。
Used to be your favorite dessert.
Yeah, because it means...A girl has no breasts.
So now you're not going to eat pancakes anymore?
I guess.
Okay, so the next one is really easy as well. It says, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I know this one. Is it like spilled milk or like water under the bridge?
Yeah,
it's kind of similar.
Kind of similar one to that, yeah.
Now, we say this when something unlucky happens that could not have been prevented and so must be accepted.
Yeah, so it's just like tough. You'll have to accept things like this in life.
那这个 crumble 的意思呢是粉碎或者说成碎屑嘛。那曲奇饼都已经成碎屑了，你还能怎么样呢？形容这个事情已成定局，无可变更了。So can you give us example sentence?
Yeah, sure. So you could use it to say something like, oh, we lost the game, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
就是我们输了比赛，但是事已至此，就只能这样呢，只能去接受它了。
Okay, so the next one is to say that something is selling like hotcakes. This means it's selling very quickly and in large numbers. So, for example, the new computer game is selling like hotcakes.
That's great. I'm sure that's the one we can use in our daily life. 就是热销或者说畅销卖得很好的意思。
Yeah, this one for sure is very common in the UK. We use this a lot to say something is selling like hotcakes.So the last one for today is a slice of cake. This one simply means that you want a share of the money that is being made from an activity.
Okay, 就是用分蛋糕来比喻分配利润。这个其实我们应该不算陌生啊。就是 a slice of cake 表示分到一块蛋糕。我们比喻分到一份钱或者说分一杯羹。
So if you and your friends are in business together, you would say that you wanted a slice of the cake.
So could we also say like a slice of the pie?
Yeah, you could also say that as well.
好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以看到了。
So, after all this talk of desserts, I'm hungry. How about you, Kara?
Yeah, me too.
You want to go get some apple pie?
Yeah, sure, let's go. 聊饿了，我们要去搞点吃的了。那下次再见吧，我们的朋友们，拜拜。
拜拜。